Hello. Welcome back to No Fear of the Robots. First of all, I have to apologize for missing the next week. The past week's episode. I had a little bit of a cold. My voice got completely away, and I sounded like a mafia guy in a Martin Scorsese movie. So better not to record in that conditions, but here we are again. And today, finally, we are speaking about robots. Real robots, ragazzi. Real robots. We are speaking about cobots, actually. Collaborative robots. And this one, for sure, by definition, should not create any fear of losing job places, because cobots mean collaborative. It means that it's thought to be used together with the operator in the same working space. And so we are going to see what's new, why they are so interesting right now, why were the way they were not so interesting before, because once again we are talking about a technology that is not so young. Everybody is talking about cobots as if they were something extremely new. They are not. The first patents about cobots date back to 1996, and at the beginning they were extremely different for what we define cobots now, because in the early years of cobots they were basically actually some mechanical assistance to the operator, to make the work, to make the work with reduction of fatigue, or to make the work by having a mechanical help that allowed to get the correct position of the assembly or something like that, without having to think about that. But the first cobots did not have any power themselves. They were not making any work. The work was still in the hand of the operator. What the cobots were doing was just helping the operator to reduce the strength needed, or to have a correct positioning without having to think about it. Okay. And this was enough to speed the job of the operator. Then, some years later, KUKA, which is a famous German brand of classic industrial robots, began to work on robots that could actually work together with the operator in the same space. But once again, if I have to say, it is the last possibly 10 years that have seen the big explosion of cobots as an actual instrument to make the work, and to be also accessible in terms of payback time for the investment. They actually are now in the exact sweet spot for the price to be applicable, and they are a great instrument for small and medium enterprises that, and maybe even extremely small enterprises like crafts or extremely reduced industrial production. So, what we are going to see in this talk is that this technology has, in my opinion, a very similar way to be introduced inside an organization to what we talked about, 3D printing, because the best way to understand if cobots are something for you, they can improve your productivity, is to get one have someone inside the organization get trained on the use of COBOL and begin to understand how you can use it, what we can do, and by the passing of time you will really understand that possibly you have many more applications inside your factory or inside your workshop that you originally thought. That is the point. The more you use it, the more is likely to discover new application that you can find for the COBOL. And this is the, I think, is the major difference compared to traditional industrial robots. Traditional industrial robots are way more complicated. It's unlikely that unless you sell them as a system integrator, you can have an engineer that inside the organization that can be trained on robots and also doing something else. This is the limit of industrial robots, and robots, as we will see, don't have this thing. Okay, so let's before getting deep into what you can do with the COBOL, let's look a little bit at the definition of COBOL, modern definition of COBOL, and what are the limitation by rulings that COBOL will have. So I would say that the modern definition of a COBOL is a robot that is extremely light and have low inertia and have a force feedback sensors on each joint. The reason of this requirement and of this definition is that to safely operate in the same area of a human being, the COBOL need to be lightweight in such a way that the force feedback joint work fast enough to prevent any damage to the human being if he gets in contact with the robotic arm. Basically, how this is working is really simple. COBOTs are programmed in such a way that if they touch an obstacle that is not foreseen in the program, so if they touch a surface or any kind of object that is not in the program, they would immediately stop. They would stop, and this would save the operator, the human operator, for any damage. But in order to be sure that there is no damage, the robot must have a low inertia, because if we put a force feedback sensor on a traditional industrial robot, the traditional industrial robot weighs something around 700 kilograms. It may be extremely fast in the stopping process, but the inertia itself would be more than enough to kill the operator who gets in touch with the robotic arm. So these two things, the force feedback on each joint and the lightweight, must go together. Now, according to safety specification, for sure CE regulations, this is not enough to work in contact with the human being. sea regulations say that there is a limitation of speed, and this limitation of speed to work without protection is about 250 millimeters per second, and when the weight of the object goes up, this can be further reduced to 100 millimeters per second. So high inertia application further reduce the maximum speed. So does this mean that the cobot must work only at this extremely low speed? Well, actually no, because if you set up the cobot in such a way that you have a different fence, a physical fence or an optical fence, that or a vision system that can understand when the operator gets inside the area of operation of the robot. But in that case, because of the low inertia and because of the force feedback, you could set up the system in such a way that the cobot can run at full speed when there is no operator inside the area of work. And as soon as the operator gets inside the area of work, it will reduce the speed to the safe one in order to be able to continue to work without stop, even if the operator is inside the work area. So, and this also going together with the reduced inertia and the force feedback allow you to have a smaller footprint of the protection. And this means that putting together these two elements, you can have your cobot to work at high speed with a protection that is extremely smaller than the one of a traditional industrial robot. And it will just continue to work when the operator gets inside, only at a reduced speed. This is an extreme advantage for any company, any workshop, any factory that has a problem with the available space. So this would mean that for some number of applications, the cobot would allow a company to introduce some automatic process, even if the space, the available space is extremely small. So, is this the only advantage of cobots? Well, actually, I would say no. This is, of course, the main feature, let's say, of cobot, okay, by definition. But there is another thing, and this, according to me, is what really makes the cobot a great, great instrument, okay? And this other thing is the extremely ease of use of the cobot. The programming procedure to teach the cobot of how to do things does not require a dedicated operator, does not require a dedicated software engineer. Think about it. A traditional industrial robot needs to be, it can be taught with a learning by doing procedure, but using the joypad, so actually moving the robot in the space and teaching to him the exact point, the exact coordinates in the space to where to go and the procedure. But this needs to be done either by introducing inside the program the special coordinates or using the joypad. With the cobot, you can do this by hand, because it is actually safe for the engineer that is going to program the cobot to move the cobot with his own hand in the positions, and then just go to the control panel and make the operation points and teach the robot what to do. This is an enormous advantage, because allow companies to teach internal resources to use the cobot, and this will give extreme flexibility, because you can use the same cobot to do multiple jobs inside the company in different time of the day, and you don't need another company to get inside and do this programming. You can do it yourself. Once you get trained enough, you will discover more and more applications that you can use, and this is really is the killer feature, I think, that that should bring almost any other company to get a cobot inside and try to use it for themselves. Now, granted, this does not prevent you to call experts in cobot application, but I think and possibly bigger organization will continue to do this, but smaller enterprises or a small workshop could benefit a lot from this kind of approach to cobots. We are talking about an investment that is going from 30,000 to 60,000 euros in worst case scenarios, and this is the kind of investment that normally you would have for a small or even used milling machine. So you can really well understand that the payback time of a cobot is really a small number. Okay, most of the case studies show that a cobot payback in 12 to 18 months. It's nothing, guys. So if you even have the idea that you can have a possible application for a cobot, my advice would be to get one and try to put it on work. Get some training at the beginning, of course, but didn't think about it. It's going to pay back. Then there is another thing that is also extremely interesting to me. Most of the producers of cobots these days are trying to give something kind of, say, an environment to work with. Okay, so it's like an app store for cobots application, so when you get a cobot, you immediately have access to a series of accessories like sensors, like hand effectors, vision systems, all this kind of stuff that are already certified inside the software of the cobot, and can be integrated in an extreme easy way without having to hire a software engineer to do that, because most of the functions of these accessories will be already there. Okay, so as you can see, and you can understand for what we just told, cobots is just another of these industry 4.0 technologies that needs to be put to work to be understood and to be to get the advantages that this technology can give to your company. Just put it inside your company and try it. It's more important than studying and thinking about the kind of application that that you could use for these kind of robots. Put it inside and put it to work. This being said, as you can imagine, the last thing that a human operator, an employee, should be afraid of is the fact that a robot could steal his job. It's not going to happen, guys. The robot will just be an instrument to ease your everyday job. It will take away the boring tasks. It take away a lot of stress for checking the quality of the job, and so don't be scared. This is the message. Actually, it's the message of this whole podcast. Don't be scared. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.